Timothy Chapman.
Give me your 30-second pitch of why people should vote for you on June 11th.
Fairfax County Board has relegated itself to a land use board where large real estate developers rule the day. I see Fairfax County as leaving behind not only the most vulnerable, but the middle class. I want to shift the priority away from the wealthy and well-connected and focus on the regular voters of Fairfax County.
So what makes you different from the other candidates that you're running against, all three of them?
What makes me different? Look, I mean, my mother was pregnant at 17 and dropped out of high school, and my father dropped out of high school in the eighth grade. My life experience varies from being homeless to owning a company that has developed close to 1,000 units, many of which I still own. I've spent my career investing in producing affordable housing. I've guest lectured at University of Virginia and Georgetown University on economic development and affordable housing. I'm the only one of the four candidates who has chaired a multi-billion dollar board. To go from where I started to where I am today required an insatiable intellectual curiosity and a work ethic that's unparalleled.
I guess what I was going for is my goal in doing these stories is to try to help people figure out who to vote for. So if someone's looking on issue X or issue Y, like, is there something where you feel like you have a different position or would lead to a different result than some of the other candidates?
What we have is we have a board of supervisors. Fairfax County has to shift its priorities. They have to lean forward. We have 22,000 children that go to school in trailers. We have 55,000 kids on free and reduced lunch. And we have an unemployment rate of 2.4%. We're routinely one of the wealthiest counties in the country. If now is not the time to shift our priorities to the people that have less than others, then when is?
How do you go about addressing that? What would you actually hope to change?
Well, one, we'd get rid of the trailers. We currently lose 40% of our teachers every 5 years. They move. We need to put $60 million towards affordable housing. We need to have that up to at least $120 million over the next 10 years. We need to fund getting our trailers gone out of our schools. We need to fund teachers' salaries over the next 10 years by $10,000.
And how do you do this within the budget the county has? Where do you find that money?
Well, the budget, the county board of supervisors votes on the budget. It's the only business in the world where you decide that, you know, this, we're only going to limit ourselves to this. They found $100 million for a parking garage in Reston.
So you're going in, and this office obviously would represent the whole county. You said you feel like you've had the board leadership experience. How do you feel you are, and how do you feel you'd be able to represent more than 1 million people in this office?
How do I feel I could represent more than 1 million people in this office? That's an interesting question.
There's a political side of things and making sure that you represent all these various different interests, always competing for attention and trying to balance all of those things. So if you would have some particular perspective on trying to either reach out to people or to listen to people, or, you know, how you would balance competing interests, which there always are in such a big county.
You know, when I ran the VHDA board, you have a group of very sophisticated people that have that passionately care about how to provide affordable housing. They passionately care about issues and just as passionately come at it from different points of view. In chairing that board, that gives me the experience to gain consensus with the Fairfax County Board as well. The Fairfax County Board is like a $5 billion board. VHDA was $13 billion.
We've seen that you donated to Ken Cuccinelli, and some people have been tried to make that an issue. Would you like to explain how that happened and why you're still should be voted for from people who are looking at a Democratic nominee?
That donation was stupid, thoughtless, and ill-conceived, and my wife told me not to do it. It's interesting, though, that they want to make that an issue, but they fail to mention that I gave $50,000 to Tom Perriello and tens of thousands of dollars I've given to elect Democratic women throughout the Commonwealth. If things are going to move forward in this county, we need to push past any establishment purity test.
Do you have anything about the accusations circulating about Supervisor McKay? Were you involved in that at all? Is that something that you would say in the same way should be pushed past, or is that something that is an important issue here?
Absolutely not. That was part of our public records research. There's no secret about it. I mean, these are very troubling allegations. Not only does that public records research show that Mr. McKay has an unseemly relationship with developers, the legal research on it shows that he's clearly violated the ethics code of Virginia. He needs to answer these questions, and they continue to try to hide it. You know, Reed Smith is a great law firm, but they're not an inexpensive law firm. They've represented me before. You know, it's my understanding that Grayson, they said they spent $3,000 on the memo. Grayson's like $900 an hour. He's a land use lawyer. I just find the whole thing is unseemly. I'm not suggesting that Reed Smith is unseemly. That's a great law firm, and like I said, they've represented me in the past. But Mr. McKay he's got some questions to answer on how his largest contributor sold land to a friend of his who then built a house for Jeff that is clearly under market. This is what I do for a living. If Jeff had been running against a dentist, he probably wouldn't have figured out that you've got all of this conflict of interest going on.
But if you're saying the board is a land use board and this is, you know, one of your things that is your life, would you have a conflict there as far as when you start to address these issues?
Of course not. I have no business in Fairfax County. I've never done business in Fairfax County. Other than having my office located in Fairfax County, all of the everything I own is outside of the county. And listen, let's be clear about something. This is not a function of whether or not an industry is unethical. This is a function of the giver and receiver's ethics. These allegations against Supervisor McKay are troubling, and it's sad. It's sad that the Fairfax County residents have to deal with this in an election cycle, but that doesn't change the facts. And the facts are what are important here.
All right, last question that I need an answer to, which is, you know, very difficult, is, are you going to win on June 11th?
Oh, without question. Without question. With no doubt in my mind.
What makes you so confident?
We've been communicating with the voters longer than anyone else. My experience to hold this position is unequivocally unmatched. I've actually done this before in a larger board. I have the passion and the drive, and we're going to win.